Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. On today's episode, we are talking about signage. So signs and what they say on the signs and how that's connected to a few different legal cases that I found. And so the first one is connected to a sign that all of us have seen in front of people's houses that says, "Beware of dog." And so what's interesting about this is I always thought that if somebody's dog bit a person in their front yard and they had a beware of dog sign, that would help them in any sort of legal case or lawsuit connected to that dog bite. But this sign can be taken in a couple of ways. And I'm looking at a article called "Beware of Dog Signs, Precaution or Liability" from iHeartDogs.com. And so one way that the sign can be taken is, right, it says beware of dog. If you are coming onto my property and to my yard, and I have that sign there, clearly it's going to help the homeowner in any sort of legal case because they put a warning. But something that the article brought up that I had never really thought about was if somebody is putting a beware of dog sign, then they are kind of saying that they know that their dog, they already know that their dog can be aggressive. And so if they know their dog can be aggressive, they are kind of advertising that. And so if something happens to somebody, right, somebody can say, right, clearly even the dog owner knew that this dog is too aggressive because they even had to put a sign out there. And so, right, I'm not talking about like intruders to a house. I'm just talking about, let's say somebody's jogging down the sidewalk and for whatever reason, you know, they run across somebody's yard and maybe a dog bites them, or maybe there's a kid, a neighborhood kid that gets into the yard and gets bitten, or maybe there's some teenagers playing some football in the street and the football goes into the front yard and one of them goes to get it and the dog bites them. Right? Is this beware of dog sign going to help that person if there's a lawsuit? And what's interesting is the article says that in a couple of states, I think Florida and Colorado, that beware of dog sign will help the owner in a lawsuit. But in all other states, it kind of depends on the judge or the jury to decide what that sign means and if it protects the owner in any way. And the article also points out that the best sign to have is no trespassing, that is much better than having a beware of dog sign, because in a lot of legal cases, a no trespassing or a private property sign kind of has more bite to it, if you will. I know that was a corny joke, more bite to it than a beware of dog sign. And so the second legal case is much more serious. And so this was a case in one county in Georgia where a sheriff around Halloween decided to put a no trick-or-treating sign in the front yards of sex offenders. And specifically, the sign said in all caps, "Warning! Exclamation point! No trick-or-treat at this address!" 2 exclamation points. And so this is an interesting case because those sex offenders that lived in those addresses sued the sheriff, saying that he was taking it too far, that it was unconstitutional, it was unconstitutional forced speech, and that he shouldn't be allowed to put those signs in their front yards. They said that they were, you know, embarrassed, and right. And so some people would say, well, too bad, you deserve to be embarrassed. Right. You get prosecuted for being a child offender. People should know exactly who you are at all times. And so certain laws in certain counties do give the sheriff a lot of leeway in publicizing sex offenders' names and addresses and even their pictures, right, putting them up on the internet so people will know exactly where they live, exactly who they are, what they look like. And so this article does not give a, does not say what the final verdict in that case was, I guess because it's pretty recent, and so it might still be going through the courts. I'm looking at an article from NBC News called "Georgia Sheriff Put No Trick-or-Treat Signs in Yards of Sex Offenders They're Suing." And so you can find this article. It's not very long, but you can read the rest for yourself. And so just like in the first situation I talked about with the beware of dog signs, and now with this one, the no trick-or-treating signs in front of the houses of sex offenders, I always like my listeners to think about what side of the issue you fall on, and to have discussions with your friends and family members and coworkers to talk about how they feel about it. So do you feel that having a beware of dog sign should help the dog owner in a legal case? Do you think that a sheriff should have the right to put no trick-or-treating warning signs in front of sex offenders' houses? That is something right interesting to talk about. And the final legal case that's connected to signage is a case in Portland. And so in Portland, the city council had first voted to allow signage to be put on buildings that did not have reinforced masonry to warn people that they weren't safe in that building during a major earthquake. And specifically, the signage reads, "This is an unreinforced masonry building. Unreinforced masonry buildings may be unsafe in the event of a major earthquake." And so the owners of those buildings, some of them businesses, some of them were, you know, apartment complexes that were being rented out. The owners thought that this was not legal and it was hurting them, right? Because people might not want to go into that business. What I think is the bigger issue is people not wanting to rent from buildings that had that signage or they knew about that warning. And this actually affected 1,600 buildings in the city. And so they sued, and city council then voted for the city to pay $350,000 to those business owners or building owners. And this wasn't to pay them directly any money. It was just to pay their attorney's fees, to pay legal fees, since they had to sue the city to get this signage down. And so the mayor of Portland at the time, Mayor Ted Wheeler, said he supported the warning sign rule because he thought the public should have more information on which buildings they live in or visit and which ones may be vulnerable in the event of a major earthquake. And so I can kind of see both sides of this because as just a person, a citizen, somebody that, you know, if I was visiting Portland or if I live there, I kind of would want to know which buildings don't have this reinforced masonry and which are going to be much more dangerous in the event of an earthquake. Maybe I wouldn't care so much about the businesses, but I would care about if I was going to rent an apartment in a building that was a lot more unsafe during earthquakes. And so the mayor didn't like that the city ended up paying the legal fees for these building owners. And the article ends by him saying, "When the earthquake does strike in the city of Portland, I wonder if people will have a different perspective about this. I want the record to reflect that I supported giving the public the information that I believe they have a right to know for their own safety, their family, and their friends." So once again, this is an interesting topic, right? It's kind of this these forced signage, in this case, to let people know which buildings are a little more unsafe. And so I'm wondering what you all think about that case. And once again, you can find this article at the Oregonian. It's called "Portland Agrees to Pay $350,000 Settlement Linked to Lawsuit Over Earthquake Warning Signs," from November 20th, 2019. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, you can follow the podcast on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Words, Words, Words. Hope you have a great day.